Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Jimmy Grant. Batting second. The center fielder, Thurman Tucker. Batting third. The left fielder, Guy Curtwright. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Don Callaway. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Joe Quell. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Tresh. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Thornton Lee. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Thornton Lee. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Joe Hoover. Batting second. The second baseman, Joe Wood. Batting third. The left fielder, Dick Wakefield. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Don Ross. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Rudy York. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Charlie Metro. Batting eighth. The catcher, Paul Richards. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hal White. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Hal White. And now, play ball. Jimmy Grant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grant hits a pop-up, foul, in back of the plate. Richards settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Richards. Jimmy Grant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grant strikes out. One out. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker strikes out. Two outs. Guy Curtwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Curtwright strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Joe Hoover is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoover hits a ball on the ground towards first. QL scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hoover for the out. One out. Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood hits a fly ball into left field. Curtwright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway hits a fly ball into right field. Ross settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling takes first base on ball four. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quell hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Wood reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins takes first base on ball four. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Higgins moves to second. One out. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Metro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metro hits a line drive into left field. Kurt Wright picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Kurt Wright. Higgins scores. Metro moves to second. It's 1-0, Tigers. Paul Richards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richards hits a fly ball into left field. Kurt Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Thornton Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee hits a fly ball into right field. Ross settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Grant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grant is 0-for-1 in the game. Grant strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox 0. The Tigers will come to bat. Hal White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lee fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Hoover is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoover is 0-for-1 in the game. Hoover hits a fly ball into left field. Kurt Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0-for-1 in the game. Wood hits a ball on the ground towards third. Grant fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 0-for-1 in the game. Tucker takes first base on ball 4. Guy Kurt Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kurt Wright is 0-for-1 in the game. Kurt Wright hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wood scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Tucker moves to second. One out. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0-for-1 in the game. Callaway hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoover scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Tucker moves to third. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-1 in the game. Moses takes first base on ball 4. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Moses. The throw from Richards and he is safe. Moses steals second. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins juggles the ball. That's an error on Higgins. Tucker scores. That run is unearned. It's White Sox, 1, Tigers, 1. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 0-for-1 in the game. Wakefield hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 0-for-1 in the game. Ross hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Tresh settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers won. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0 for 1 in the game. QL hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Wood misplays the ball. That's an error on Wood. QL moves to second. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0 for 1 in the game. Tresh bunts towards the mound. White fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. QL moves to third. Thornton Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 0 for 1 in the game. Lee hits a fly ball into left field. Wakefield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. QL scores. That run is unearned. One out. It's 2-1, White Sox. Jimmy Grant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grant is 0 for 2 in the game. Grant hits a fly ball into left field. Wakefield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Tucker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoover misplays the ball. That's an error on Hoover. Tresh moves to second. Guy Curtwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Curtwright is 0 for 2 in the game. Curtwright hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Wood settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0 for 1 in the game. York takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Metro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metro is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Metro bunts towards third. Grant settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Richards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richards is 0 for 1 in the game. Richards hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. York moves to second. Hal White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. White hits a pop-up towards first. QL settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Hoover is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoover is 0 for 2 in the game. Hoover takes first base on ball 4. York moves to third. Richards moves to second. Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0 for 2 in the game. Wood hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. York scores. Richards scores. Hoover moves to second. It's 3-2, Tigers. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 0 for 2 in the game. Wakefield strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0 for 2 in the game. Callaway hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. White fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Moses hits a pop-up towards the mound. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Appling hits a pop-up towards third. Higgins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Higgins hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 0-for-2 in the game. Ross takes first base on ball 4. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, York hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0-for-2 in the game. QL takes first base on ball 4. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoover scoops it up and throws to first for the out. QL moves to second. One out. Thornton Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Lee hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. White fields it and throws to first for the out. QL moves to third. Two outs. Jimmy Grant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grant is 0-for-3 in the game. Grant hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. QL scores. It's White Sox, 3, Tigers, 3. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Tucker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wood scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Metro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metro is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Metro hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Richards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richards is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Richards hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-2 in the game. White strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8. With the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Guy Curtwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Curtwright is 0-for-3 in the game. Curtwright hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0-for-3 in the game. Callaway hits a line drive towards short. Hoover catches it and tags out Curtwright for the double play. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Moses hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wood scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Joe Hoover is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoover is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Hoover hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Wood bunts towards third. Grant fields it and throws to first for the out. Hoover moves to third. One out. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 0-for-3 in the game. Wakefield hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hoover scores. Two outs. It's 4-3, Tigers. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0-2 in the game. With a walk, Higgins hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-3, Tigers. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 0-2 in the game. With a walk, Ross hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Tresh settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-2 in the game. With a walk, Appling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0-2 in the game. With a walk, QL hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Tresh hits a fly ball into center field. Metro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 5, and Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.